USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israeli Defense Forces launched another series of airstrikes into the Gaza Strip early Monday morning. The IDF confirmed the operation on Twitter, saying they were striking terror targets in Gaza. The Associated Press reporting Monday strikes lasted longer than previous rounds and were aimed at a larger area than before. Speaking to CBS's Face the Nation earlier on Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there was no end to the operations in sight and that Israel would do what it takes to restore order and quiet. And a wildfire in western Los Angeles County has led to evacuations and an arson investigation. The Palisades fire is burning approximately 20 miles west of downtown L.A. in Topanga State Park. Around 1,000 residents have been evacuated because of the blaze. The fire was 0% contained as of Sunday afternoon. Fire investigators have called the start of the fire that's grown to more than 1,300 acres suspicious, and an investigation is ongoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The Colonial Pipeline has resumed normal operations about a week after a ransomware attack took it offline, leading to rising gas prices and shortages at gas stations in the east and southeast. The company that operates the pipeline reportedly paid a $5 million ransom to the criminal group behind the attack, DarkSide. A White House official called the decision to make the payment a private business matter, but Congressman Brian Babin disagrees. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that when a cyber attack has that type of effect on the nation's infrastructure, the federal government should be involved, no matter the source of the attack.
The President of the United States, if he thinks that shutting down a pipeline and creating huge amounts of gas shortages, long lines, doubling of prices for gasoline, if that's a private affair, and he doesn't want to do anything about it, then whether it's an official state move on Putin's part or whether it was just a rogue Russian crime syndicate, it all has the same effect. And our government should definitely get involved in this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer need to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as businesses now adapt to the new mandates, there's still some confusion over what people should do. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're not asking businesses to police who is and isn't vaccinated in their establishments. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's more important for them to make it easy for their employees to get vaccinated.
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated and to give them the time that they need so that they can make those appointments and get themselves vaccinated so those people in those businesses are safe.
A number of national retailers have announced they are dropping their mask mandates inside their stores. Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Starbucks are just a few of the companies dropping their mask requirements. But some businesses have said that they'll be keeping their policies in place for now. Home Depot and Kroger's say they'll continue to require customers to wear masks in their store, while CVS and Walgreens say they are reviewing their policies. And the Basketball Hall of Fame has announced their class of 2021. This year's class includes Boston Celtics star Paul Pierce, 11-time All-Star Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, and Ben Wallace. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.